Time now on Sky Sports Radio for Going Greyhounds for your daily update of the latest news and tips.
And from Greyhound Racing New South Wales, Dave Carlton. Morning, Dave.
Cos, good morning. Welcome back. I guess like all Collingwood fans, you've been in hiding, but it's good you've come out.
Well, Collingwood fans are one eye, and I was that exactly this week, having an eye up. So there you go.
I'm glad you're okay. I'm glad you're back on deck, Cos. Good to have you back, mate.
They're right. Good to be here. Timmy Newbell's about to join you too.
Absolutely. I can tell you the no vacancy sign is about to be put up on the TAB Million Dollar Chase. There are six qualifying heats tomorrow night at Wentworth Park, and the winners of each of those heats plus the two fastest seconds from the six races will be booking those semi-final spots for next Friday night. Yes, the man who'll be calling all of the action is our guest today, Tim Newbold, and he's on the line. Tim, good morning. Nights like this must make your job seem like the best one in the world.
Yeah, good morning, Dave. Yeah, it's a pretty good gig. If you can't get the blood pumping through the veins, calling race meetings like we've got on Saturday night, and then the next few meetings over the Million Dollar Chase Carnival, you're in the wrong gig and you probably need to go find a new job. But it's probably just maybe the second best job in the world, Dave, behind, you know, a Triple M DJ or something like that.
Well, it's been a while since a non-stop block of rock, but I tell you what, wait till the book comes out. There'll be plenty of people on social media who'll be outraged by that, Tim. Okay, now, Tim, we're being invaded by Victorians at the moment. There's 24 of the 47 runners in tomorrow night's heats trained down south, and Victorian chasers are the favourites for all six of the heats.
Yeah, they've probably left it to the last minute, really, to come up and attack the Million Dollar Chase series, but there have been a number of tracks which they have invaded, the likes of Bulleye and Wagga, over the last few weeks. A few went down to Nowra too to try and qualify, and a lot of these greyhounds haven't gone to those tracks, and they're just waiting for the last chance at Wentworth Park on Saturday night. And there's some major, major players, Dave, coming up on Saturday night. There's been a few greyhounds who have trial in preparation for the city qualifiers, and there's been some really red-hot trials being recorded over the last couple of weeks. I think they're going to play a big, big hand tomorrow night in the city qualifiers.
We'll just go heat by heat, Tim. In heat one, Webleck Ace for Jeff Britton's a $2.50 TAB fixed odds favourite for box two. And I guess his hopes have been heightened by the scratching of Katanga Port for John Finn in box three.
Yeah, the vacant box won't hinder his chances by any stretch of the imagination, but Katanga Port probably didn't have a great deal of early pace to match him anyway. So, look, he's beautifully drawn, Webleck Ace. I've got a rap on this greyhound. He ran really quick time winning at Sandown Park at his latest run. He made a really strong field on that occasion too, and he led all of the way from the 7 alley. And all he wanted to do, Dave, was crash to the inside. So he's drawn box two at Wentworth Park on Saturday night, which is ideal. He's got a greyhound on his inside who has been walking out in recent weeks. Now a vacant box at his outside. I think he'll start a little skinnier than the $2.50 on offer at the moment. So I'm suggesting if you do want to back Webleck Ace, I'd be doing it today or early tomorrow, because I think he'll come down around the $2 mark. I think the punters really will come his way. He's had one run at Wentworth Park. Just totally forget that run. He found trouble in the heat of the Group 1 Vic Peters back in July. Look, I think he can win his way through to the semi-final round the following Friday.
Tim, in heat two, 8 Ball for Philip Smith is $1.75, and you'd think should get a pretty sneaky run from box one.
Yeah, indeed, Dave, because he's got no pace drawn in 2, 3, or 4. So he's going to get every possible chance to drive up and get every chance to either lead or park behind maybe the likely leader in Making a Memory. And he's a greyhound, he's always shown us of ability in the early days, and he's starting to really come to fruition when he's getting up into elite company. From that inside draw, he should just get every possible chance. As I said, the big key to this race, no pace in 2, 3, 4. And look, he's run quick time at Sandown Park. He's run 29.24, 29.33. So if he brings that type of form to Wentworth Park, that'll be the 29.6, 29.7 run around Weddy. I do know he hasn't trialed, so he's a greyhound who's having his first look at Wentworth Park, so whatever he does will improve on. So if he can qualify, he don't go to semi-final stage because he'll be right in the mix.
Yeah, slingshot hammer for Robbie Camilleri is $1.80 from box 7 in heat 3. And you were buoyant about his hopes when you spoke with Liam Tapper, Tim, on thedogs.com.au.
Yeah, he's a clear class runner in this heat on Saturday night, probably in all of these on Saturday night. He's been going around in elite company the majority of his career. And he's racing at the peak of his powers at the moment. Dave, he's won 5 out of his last 7, and he's run really quick times around Sandown Park. He flew at Geelong running 22.18 not too long ago. And he's a great that he did come up and contest the Bulleye $1 million chase. He won a heat, was a tremendous heat. He had greyhound the likes of Jim Shine behind him. And we know how what he's capable of. He ended up winning the Bulleye series. Slingshot Hammer did finish down the track in that final, so therefore he had to come to qualify through the city qualifiers. Look, I think he's drawn arguably the easy of the heat on Saturday night. He's not too badly torn wide out. He'll be able to get moving from out there, cut and run through the first turn. He's been at Wentworth Park. He's won in 22.64, and he's narrowly beaten another good case in 29.58. Actually, now they're blinding runs at Wentworth Park, and if he turns up in that form tomorrow night, he'll be winning
his team. In the fourth heat, Sweet As M is at $2.50 from box 3, and she's trialled super at Wendy, Tim.
Yeah, I didn't actually see the trial. I think I believe it was on a Tuesday night, and a trial session. The rumours 24 hours later were in there. She trialled the first stand. I probably think she would, Dave. She's a greyhound. She's got a massive engine. Has run flying figures on tracks down in Victoria. And knowing the greyhound, you'd think she'd come up and trial probably first look around with Park 29.8. I believe she went a couple of tenths quicker than that. That's what I'm hearing anyway. Ooh. So that's a flying ride. But she's a greyhound. You would, on her own, she would run the heat of the clock on any track anywhere in the world. She's that type of greyhound. But this race on Saturday night does back perfectly for her. She's drawn box number 3. She does want to be drawn near the rails. She's got really good speed in 1 and 2, who I think will clear out and lead through the first turn. And the other genuine pace runner is Aston Duke in the 5, and he'll run a straight line. So that trio, I think, will be the leaders through the first turn into the back straight. And Sweet As M just gets out on an okay note, just gets straight to the rails where she does want to be. She's going to get a beautiful run tracking those pacey greyhounds. And then, look, if she's within 5 or 6 down the back, they can't hold her out. She's got a huge finishing burst, and she'll be too strong. And if she runs anywhere near that rumoured trial, she'll be going really, really close on Saturday night. She's my clear on top selection in that race. Aston Duke, he's a great chance. He's just a seasoned campaigner. He won the Group 2 Blacktop a couple of weeks ago, or 4 or 5 weeks ago, I should say. And he loves racing. Danger
to
the Victorian there.
Tim, in Heat 5, Waging War for Glenn Rounds from Box 2 heads the Tab Fixed Odds market at $2.50, but he's unplaced from 2 when he runs.
$2.50 now, wow.
Yeah.
He went up $21. That was a mistake. I wish I was quick enough to get the $21. Look, he's the greyhound to beat for mine. If you actually look at his recent form, numerical form doesn't look all that flash, but he's better than that, and he's going better than that. He's had 2 runs at Wentworth Park. He's found trouble in both of those runs. He's well housed down near the rails in box 2. He hasn't got a great deal of speed drawn in 1 and 3, so he should get fresh air in the early stages. He's another greyhound who's run quick times around Ballarat and Sandown Park, and if he brings that form to Wentworth Park, he's clearly the one to beat, and the early money suggests he's clearly the one to beat because, $21, that was a complete wrong price. I don't know what went on there. I don't know who got on, but good luck to those who did get the $21. He'll probably start around the $2.50, $3 mark come Saturday night.
And finally in Heat 6, Tim, the kennel mate, another Glenn Rounds runner, Kurt Lee, is at $1.85 from box 8 after good form in the South Australian Derby.
Yeah, I really like this guy. I think he could be a genuine player in the whole series. He contested the South Australian Derby recently. He won a heat of that series. He went straight to the top, and then he just blew his rolls away, running 29.50 around Angle Park. That is a really good run. And then he led. He got to the lead in the final of the Derby, and he was just caught in the latter stages. But he had to really work overtime in the early and mid part, and that told just at the end. He now comes to Wentworth Park. He trialled the other week, 29.84, which is flying. First look around Weddy, he ran very quick early sections. He's basically unbeatable in this race on Saturday night if he does repeat those sections, 5.40-odd and 13.8 to the back. I'm really keen on him. I think he's beautifully drawn in box eight. He's my best bet on the program. The Greyhound in the six, Faye Quay Donna. She's a quick beginner, but she's a hard railer, so she'll be cutting left just after box rise. So Kurt Lee's going to get an airport just to rush down the outside, take control. And then if he's running 29.8, or can he prove a 10th on that trial, well, they can't run him down. He's my good thing of the night, Kurt Lee. I think he's a real talent. He's won 15 from 24, and I think he'll be aiming up in the semi-finals. And a great chance, because for the big one, Dave, he's a greyhound, he's a jump and run, and we all know how well Wentworth Park does suit, you know, those speedy greyhounds. And yeah, he's going to get every chance to get through to the big one, Kurt Lee.
Well, Tim, good calling tomorrow night and right throughout the series. Of course, the final, you'll also be heard on free-to-air television on 9GEM. But tomorrow night, all the very best. I'll see you out there at Weddy. And thanks so much for giving us your time on Going Greyhounds this morning.
Thanks, Dave. Really looking forward to the series continuing tomorrow night and then the two following Fridays. They'll be crackerjack meetings if you do like greyhound racing, or if you're just on the peripheral. Should be getting to the Weddy Park over the next few weeks, because it is champagne racing here in Sydney Town, and it'll be great to be a part of it.
You betcha. There's Tim Newbold, our guest this morning, Sean.
All right, now, a daughter of Feral Frankie's mum's just had a hot date.
Yeah, Pixel Pack, who's by Fernando Bale from Feral Frankie's Dam Solar Pack, has just been put to Zipping Garth, which could have been one of the greats, only to suffer a career-ending injury just as it was beginning. So we'll keep an eye out when the progeny are born, and part owner Barry Ward says that some of the forthcoming litter will be sold, but you'd better be quick, cos.
All right, now, when does a stable become a kennel, Dave?
I tell you what, when it's owned by Gary Fraser, the Hawkesbury trainer, Gary, who of course trained Sprite to win the Group 1 Robert Sangster at Morfettville in the autumn this year, has three kennels in his stable, and on Wednesday he produced Wee Coyote. Yep, Wee Coyote won his maiden at Richmond, covering the 400 metres in a slick 22.99. Gary's trained greyhounds on and off since the 1960s, and you can read the full story in the Greyhound Recorder.
Now, have you got a winner for today?
Four New South Wales tab meetings today, Sean. Casino from 12.11, best bet. Race 7, number 8, Demander Valley. 7.8, value bet. Race 6, number 6, Hunter Linden. 6.6, the Gardens from 3.39, the Sarve. Best bet. Race 5, number 2, My Bros Ethics. 5.2, the value bet's been scratched. Wagga tonight from 6.31, best bet. Race 9, number 3, Little Luna. 9.3, value bet. Race 8, number 2, Mr. Avila. 8.2, Richmond tonight from 7.19, best bet. Race 9, number 5, Simply Shadow. 9.5, value bet. Race 7, number 4, Good Golly. 7.4. And the first of 20 non-tab races blast off at Canamble this afternoon from 2 o'clock. 67 races, Sean, will be run there between now and Monday.
Terrific, Dave. Have a top weekend.
You as well, Coz.